Hi, this is Audio Allure on Reddit, and these are my answers to my AMA questions that were posted for me. Two things before we start. I have a new microphone, so if the levels are a little bit off or there's any weird noises or anything like that, please forgive me because I'm kind of still trying to find my footing with it. And the second thing is, I usually record like the dead of night so that there's no background noise, but this is kind of a time where people are still up and about. So if you hear dogs barking or cars passing or people shouting, please forgive me. But yeah, I can't really control that. So I guess I will jump right in. Reaper469 says, how did you find out you had such an enchanting voice? Which is lovely, thank you, that's a lovely compliment. I don't know about enchanting, because that sounds a bit Disney princess, but I've had three different men, I've had three different men say to me that I have a voice that sounds like it's for phone sex, like a phone sex chat line voice. And these are three men that don't know each other, so it's not like they conspired or anything. Like, it was interesting to hear it from like different people, and that's kind of what made me think I could be quite good at audios and VA work in general, because people had commented on it before, and it's not really something that I ever thought about being an asset. But yeah, it's definitely a compliment, I think, and I'll take it. I'll take any compliment you give me. So next questions are from V Silvermoon, the Queen. She has a couple for me. The first one is, you see your dream guy at a bar and you decide to send him a drink. What do you send him? This is completely hypothetical because I would never send a drink to someone, like ever, because I want to know what you're about before we do that. What do I send you? I send you something that I think is a universally liked drink. Maybe a glass of champagne, right? That's kind of genderless. Not like beer, assuming that they're like a macho kind of guy, or like giving them a cocktail can possibly insult them. Like a glass of champagne, I think. It's kind of neutral ground. Pick three tags. Next question, sorry. Pick three tags to always perform for the rest of your time in GWA. What are they? Okay, so I would pick GFE, F sub, and F dom, and then I could do whatever I wanted. yeah, I can get away with that, right? Next question. If you could collab with any actor, who would it be and what would the tags be? Oh, this is something I have to think about for a long time. Any voice actor, I guess, not like a famous film actor. I don't really look out for other people. I just pay attention to my friends in this audio world. So probably like maybe V even, and we could do something fun. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I have a really nice close circle of friends. I'd probably keep collabing with them because, you know, I mean, you can do stuff with your friends and create stuff with your friends. It's so much fun. Tags, I don't know. It would depend who I was doing it with. Next question. How do you draw inspiration to create? Okay, so I don't have a problem with coming up with ideas. I have a problem with having too many ideas. So I'll be like doing something and I'm like, oh my God, that'd be such a good idea for an audio. And then I get really excited about there's a plane, so apologies, I live close to an airport. That's not really doxing myself because there's airports everywhere. Yeah, sorry, where was I? Yeah, I get really excited about ideas that I have, and then I kind of put everything else to the wayside, which is bad because it just, maybe I have ADHD, I don't know. Undiagnosed, I don't know, but yeah, it's not easy. It's not hard for me to draw inspiration at all. If that's what the question means, like to get ideas on what I want to do for an audio. But yeah, I've done a fair few script fills when scripts like speak to me. But things that I've done and created myself, I just either someone suggests something to me and then it's like a seed in my mind and it like the big tree grows, or I just watch something or see something and I'm like, oh, that would be so much fun. Okay. Anubis UK asks, are there any audios you've done that really stand out for you in terms of how memorable they are or they were to make, and what made them so? No, not really. I think all of my audios have like a little story behind them that I will always remember when I come back to them. I don't think one stands out. Maybe the Lara Croft one, because I had a great writer and it was so much fun to do, and he was very patient with me when I was so terrified about actually recording it, because I was like, everyone loves her so much, what if people were disappointed and I like fuck it up, I don't want to fuck it up. And then I did it, and like with so many special effects, and my friends helped me with listening to it and making sure it was okay. So maybe that one, probably, that stands out right now anyway. Next questions are from Curvaceous Carrier 2. Her first question is, fuck, marry, kill your favourite GWA creators. I don't have favourite creators. I don't know. I will listen to people that I think I would like because of the tags. But I follow like my friends and then a couple others, but I don't have a favorite like at all. So yeah, I wouldn't say. Even if I did, I wouldn't say, because I know that's me. I don't want to put that shit out there, you know. I wouldn't want to be included in someone else's. So. Second question is, Coke or Pepsi? I'm playing with my hands right next to the microphone, so I apologize if. God, I sound nervous, huh? Because I am. I don't know if I wanted to put all this information out there. There's a lot of questions here. Okay, next question is, Coke or Pepsi? Coke, I think. Because Pepsi just feels like it's really watered down. And I'm just paying for flavoured water. So, the next question. If you had to describe your content in one word, what would it be? Variety. And I do that deliberately, because I don't want to be known for, oh, this girl just does FDOM, or this girl just does FSUB or GFE, or I want to be able to do whatever I want to do. And if I go up for a role and someone's auditioning, I don't want them to think, oh, she can't do that because she hasn't done this before. Like, I go out of my way, like I'll look at the audios that I've done, I'm like, I haven't done this in a while, and I will go down that avenue. So I will strive to find things that I haven't done before and do them. Not just because I want to create variety, but I also want to have fun and like find out what I like to do, because you know, if I don't do it, then I have no idea. And I'm still quite new at this. I started like August last year, so that's like 10 or 11 months maybe. So, which to compare, I mean, it's quite a long time, but compared to some people who've been doing this for like years, I still consider myself as like finding my feet. Variety. Next question. If money and time weren't an issue, what's the thing you'd do post-COVID? Oh, this is an easy one. I would travel everywhere. Like, I would go everywhere. The one thing amongst 100 things that I really, really appreciate because of COVID is just the way that I could just book a ticket and jump on a plane and go somewhere. And it was just suddenly taken away. I couldn't even leave my town that I lived in. My house, I was locked in my house for 2 months, which made me go crazy. If money was not an object, I would go everywhere. Like, literally, even the places I've been before, I would probably just travel for the rest of my life. And meet new people and do new things and eat new foods and just, oh man, what a life to be able to just do whatever you wanted to do. And she says, love you. Oh, I love you too, lovely. Next questions are from Lustful Crunch. And he says, the first one is, what drives you? I just like doing new things and having fun and making, specifically in this space, I like to make people happy. So I don't know if any of you are Friends fans. I'm like a diehard Friends fan. And there's an episode where Joey wants to do something selfless, so he gives money to charity. And the other friends are like, well, it's not really selfless because you have this like glow when you make someone else happy, and so you're getting off on your generosity and like seeing the effect of it, and that's what I feel like I have. So it's not very people are like, oh, thank you so much, and I'm like, I feel like it's a give and take. Like, your comments definitely fuel me and make me feel good and positive and want to create more. So, you know, if it was just bad comments and nobody listened, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I wouldn't put on a theatre show with no one around. Like, I do it because I like to have an audience, and I do it because my audience is happy and I like making them happy. So yeah, what drives me is probably the lovely comments, and, you know, when an audio does really well, it's great, but the comments, I think, people really underestimate, especially when it's a specific comment where someone says that you've introduced me to a new kink that I didn't know that I even liked, which is like crazy because you could literally change the course of someone's life and what they look for in a partner, sexually at least, because of a 20-minute audio that they've heard of yours. Or someone says they had like the best sex. So this is probably my favourite comment. I don't know if this is going to be a question, but someone told me in my anonymous form that they had the best sex of their life after my after listening to me, and I was like, oh my god, you do not know. I was like, I've peaked. I can stop making audios now. Like, I'm done. I don't need to make any more. I'm never going to have a comment as good as that. Like, that's the ultimate I could wish for. So that was lovely. God, I hope I'm not like, oh my God, this is going to be like an hour. Next question. What is the ideal kiss? Ooh. Oh man, this is completely dependent on situation. So I feel like, if it's the first time I kiss you, I don't want your tongue in my mouth. I feel like that's a very sexual, like, we're gonna get it on kind of thing. If it's like a first kiss and you're like just seeing if you have chemistry, just like a lingering, I don't know. I like someone like touching my hair and touching my face and my shoulders, not my face too much, because I probably have like makeup on and, you know, I'm a girl, so I don't want my makeup on your hands. But yeah, no tongue if it's a first kiss. If it's a kiss where you're having sex, then yeah, definitely tongue, but not too much. I don't want to feel like there's a washing machine in my mouth, like yeah, just, I don't know, I don't like a wet fish. Like, I want someone who like gets in there and you can feel they're turned on, even if there's no like expectation of sex. I just want to feel like romance and fire, because, you know, kissing someone passionately is not something you do with everyone. It's someone that you do, something that you do with just a partner. So it's, yeah, it's supposed to be passionate. Next question: how much sex is too much sex? Ooh, I don't think there is anything as so much as too much sex. It's completely dependent on the person. But I do think that you need to be with someone where your expectations of the amount of sex kind of match up. Not perfectly, doesn't have to be perfectly, but like, one person can't want a lot and then the other person wants like hardly any. Like, that's not gonna work. Maybe in a short term, yeah, but in the long term, someone's gonna resent someone and someone's gonna feel like they're being pressured or bullied or shamed. If this is a question for me personally, how much sex do I want? It depends on my partner. Because I get turned on by being desired. So if they were like really into me and wanting it every day, I would probably match them. Because I'm quite a sexual person, I think. But if they weren't into it every day, well, what is the question? The question is, how much is too much? I'm probably talking about the wrong thing. How much is too much? Too much is 4 times a day. 3 times a day maximum, I think. Yeah, we'll just leave it there. I don't want to go into my history of relationships and how our libidos were mismatched. We'll just leave it there. favorite snack is the next question. My favorite snack, oh man. I am a crisps girl, I'm a chocolate girl, I'm a cookies girl, I'm a stop fucking snacking girl, because you're gonna, yeah. I have too many. I have to push myself to be healthy, and I am in an environment where people are pretty healthy, the culture is pretty healthy, so that really helps. But yeah, lately I've been trying to snack more on things like, oh, sorry, you can hear the garbage truck go by, this is why I record at like 2 in the morning. Yeah, lately I have been trying to snack more on things like nuts and avocados, and even though they're like still quite heavy on the fat content, more healthy. Just because, you know, I'm trying to take care of myself here. The next question: the most beautiful language you know. Oh, that's easy, Spanish. I just think it sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds so romantic and sexy and, yeah, everything. Yeah, Spanish. Wade Wilson Audios asks, favourite movie series to watch with a big bag of popcorn? Favourite movie series? Harry Potter movies. Fucking love those. If it's like a series, I guess. You asking me like, yeah, lots of movies that have like sequels. Yeah, Harry Potter. I don't know, it's just something about the magic and the adventure. I really like it. Harry Potter, big Harry Potter fan. Not like a super fan, but big Harry Potter. Like if it's on TV, I'll definitely watch it. But yeah, I want to go to the Harry Potter. Is it Harry Potter Studios or Harry Potter Land or whatever it is? It's in London. I think it's in London. Yeah, when all of this pandemic is over, that's what I'm gonna do. Channel United 2204 asks, what would you say is the most underrated thing a guy does that makes a huge difference to the way you feel about him? Most underrated. I see the principal thing that I look for when I am like watching someone is how they treat other people. Not just how they treat me, but how they treat other people. So if we're like, I don't know if this is underrated, but if we are in a restaurant, I watch how they speak to the waiter, because you know, he's not trying to impress the waiter, he's trying to impress me. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe not impress, but yeah, he's the waiter is in like a service role, so I want to know how he communicates with that person. I want to know how he talks about his family, even if he doesn't get on with them. I want to know if he talks about them badly, or just says that, you know, they're different people, or his friends. Like I want to know. Yeah, I think it's underrated to listen to how people speak about other people. What's that famous quote that says, like, what Susan says about Sally says more about Susan than Sally? Like, I will listen to that more than anything. Because, like, I don't know, I want to know how he's going to speak about me to other people as well. And I think that's a huge indicator. So I don't know if that's the most underrated thing, but it's definitely what I look for the most, and I feel like people kind of maybe don't look for. Okay, next question. Lust for Pleasure asks, how far will you go to experience something for the first time, and how far have you pushed yourself so far? I don't really understand this question. How far will you go to experience something for the first time? If it's something that I really want to do, I will definitely give it my best effort. I'm not going to kill anyone or go to prison. I'll try my best. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that. The next question is, Sufficient Dog 9 asks, where did you grow up? So I'm going to say the Greater London area, and I won't say any more than that because, you know, I just don't want to. Yeah, Greater London area. Next question is from Dulcet Delirium. They ask, what music have you been listening to recently? Also, on a music note, if you were to introduce me to your favourite band, what song would you tell me to start with? So I actually listen to all kinds of music. I love all kinds of music, and I'm more of a playlist kind of person than an album person, because I get bored of the same voice and the same, you know, people tend to have the kind of the same songs throughout one album, the same kind of, you know, theme. So I like to have a lot of Spotify playlist, so I like to I'll listen to my happy playlist or my sad playlist or my angry playlist. It's usually dependent on mood, or I have a playlist of decades, like 80s, 90s, 70s, noughties. or I have a playlist by instruments as well, so I'll have like violins or pianos, or yeah, songs that my parents used to listen to. Oh, sorry, I just have to move my chair because I'm getting stuck in this position. I'm more of a, I'll listen to anything and everything. And what was the question? If you were to introduce me to your favourite band. So I feel like I don't have a favourite band. But yeah, who I've been listening to a lot recently, they're called 2 Feet. I don't know if you would call them a band. It's just one guy on the album cover. Maybe it's just, that's just his name. But yeah, 2 Feet. And they have a lot of their songs sound like very like sexual music. Like it's it's the kind of music that I would probably put on the background. What song would you tell me to start with? I would tell you to start with Have Some Drinks. That song, Have Some Drinks by 2 Feet. Yeah, the melody is just great. I love his voice. Oh, I don't even know how to say this. I'll just say letters. HJKZK49 says, question is, what has been your favourite script theme done so far? I think I've answered that with Lara Croft. Favourite scripts or rambles is the next question. Oh, sorry, it's a question either or. What's my favourite, scripts or rambles? I think they're really very different beasts. Like, I can do a ramble by myself with my phone, no editing. I don't care about background noise. It's just a phone on my bedside table next to my bed. And I'll say whatever shit comes to my mind that gets me off. And it's so easy to get it done in like 15 minutes and then upload it with tags of whatever I've spoken about and it's done. Whereas scripts, I like try and get into character and I find a script that I love. And I have to like edit. So it's, yeah, they're different beasts. Which is my favourite? I don't know. Probably rambles, just because how easy they are. But then again, they're not as popular, I found, than scripts. So that's probably why I haven't done them lately. Because I kind of want to make content that makes the more people happy rather than less. So, yeah. Next question is, dog or cats or... ? As a pet. I love animals just in general. I love dogs, I love cats, I love, yeah, everything. This point in my life, probably a cat would suit me more because I'm kind of in that independent stage where I'm literally waiting for COVID to end so I can go and see my family and probably travel a bit and do some different things. So I was really thinking about fostering a cat or a dog, but as soon as this all is over, I just want to run away from this, you know, place for a while that I've been. Yeah, cat would probably suit my lifestyle for a while, or for at this time. Dogs, I just love dogs. We just don't deserve them. They are wonderfully pure souls. If you follow my Twitter, you'll know this. I have like a park area across from my house, and every evening my neighbors gather with their dogs, and their dogs like come and run and play together, and I just sit. And this sounds really sad, I promise I'm not this sad, but I stand at my window with a drink or something and I just watch the dogs and I'm like, I wonder if I can go over I wonder if I can go over there and just play with the dogs, like just rock up like, hey, can I just like play with them? And I'm like, no, they'll think I'm really weird. But yeah, I don't have a dog because yeah, my lifestyle right now is, I don't want anything to be dependent on me when I'm so eager to get up and go. So, yeah, right now cats. Probably change later in life, but right now cats. Next question from Wrong Function asks, your preferred music genre? Also, can you play any instruments? I cannot play any instruments, which I'm so mad about. I would love to play the violin, especially because I just think it sounds so beautiful. Or piano. Yeah, for the same reason. And I just think they're so. Whenever I see someone play the violin or the piano, they just look so elegant and, you know, they sound so beautiful and it just looks like so captivating. I'm like, oh man. And then I tell that to people and they're like, well, you still have time. And I'm, no, not really. Like, it takes years for people to get to the standard that I would like to be. So I'll just admire people while I can. My preferred music genre, what I listen to the most is probably pop. I like fun. Usually I'm in a happy, good mood. So I like fun, happy music that I can bop to. I have another question from Wrong Function. I know you are part of a Dark Souls script, but have you played the games? If so, which is your favourite? I haven't played the games. I'm not a gamer, which is kind of at odds with the entire VA community because I know a lot, like the vast majority of them play games. I get really restless and I want to go out and do something. And yeah, I can't do it. I'll support someone, like I don't mind like joining a stream and listening to someone talk whilst I'm working, like it's really fun. So if I ever join a stream, it's because I'm more interested in the people that are in it rather than the actual game. But yeah, it's not a game that I've played, and I used to play things years ago with my when my brother had them, like the Lara, you know, the old school Lara Croft when she had like pointy box boobs, and the GTA where it was like 80s music and everything was like orange and sunrise. Like, if you're old, you'll understand, like me, you'll understand what I mean. But yeah, I'm not a gamer. I was delighted to be a part of that collaboration though. Dark Turn, who created it, is such a lovely, hard-working person. So it was nice to be part of that. Red-haired MILF asks, what's the tag you will always click on to listen? Probably deep voice. Yeah, I have a thing for deep voices. So that one probably. And she also asks, how did you find GWA? So this is a kind of long story, but I'll shorten it for you. So I was listening to or watching porn on Pornhub, and I fell down one of those rabbit holes, and I think I searched for like dirty talking because I saw it in a porn scene, and I was like, this isn't enough, I like this, I want to find some more. And then some people's audios came up and it was just audio, and I was like, wow, this is great, like I didn't know this existed, this is so cool. So I found someone in particular that I really really liked his voice, and I saw how involved he was with Patreon and building it as like a business. So I got in touch with him. I sent him a message on Pornhub and I was like, hey, this might sound really weird, but I actually think that I could probably do what you're doing and I would want to make money out of it like you are. So I would love it if we could have a conversation and I would pay you for business advice, no worries. But if you can just talk me through it. So, because I think, you know, connections and talking to people and asking for resources can like save you so much time, rather than finding out for yourself. And he was, and I tell you, he was so kind. He messaged me back and he was like, yeah, are you around tomorrow? We can have a call. So, yeah, he called me and we had like an hour-long conversation where he told me which mic to buy as a newbie. Not spend too much money because I don't know if I was going to continue on, and he told me like how to set up my Patreon and how to what software to use and how to like market myself. And he was just absolutely lovely. I could not have asked for more. So I obviously subbed to his Patreon and paid him back in that way. But yeah, he was the way. I did have a Patreon, if you're thinking, where is the Patreon? I did have it from the get-go, but it was just, I felt bad because I have a full-time job and, you know, other hobbies and interests and social life, and I could not justify putting enough content on there for the two people that subbed to me, like, from the get-go, which was lovely. I really appreciated them doing that. But if I was to ever consider doing a Patreon again, I would need to like guarantee a lot more followers and a lot more money coming in for me to be able to sacrifice that time, if that makes sense. So I apologized to them. I said, hey, I just feel like I'm not giving you your money's worth, so I'm just gonna stop this. And they were so sweet, so kind. So yeah, I don't know if I made that long story short, I made it up long. But yeah, I found someone and they told me about it. Next question from Uber Brot is, your favourite food and do you cook it yourself? My favourite food is a Sunday roast, British roast dinner, with like, I'm not too interested in the meat. I could take or leave the meat, but I love like Brussels sprouts and carrots and swede and roast potatoes and roast parsnips with gravy. Just, Yorkshire puddings, maybe stuffing, could take or leave it. But yeah, I don't cook that myself because it's just a lot of work. Like I would much rather go somewhere and like a carvery, especially because you can keep going up and getting more until you're like stuffed, which is great. Or my mum does a perfect roast, like I miss it so much. If you guys don't know, I live in another country from my family. So yeah, that's kind of why I've been saying like, I want to travel and go and see my family when COVID dies, because it's been a while. Even though I can get a British roast dinner where I am, I can't get my mum's, so I'm so looking forward to going home and like begging her to cook for me. Because yeah, it doesn't matter how much I try, I'll never do it as good as her anyway. So I don't know what genders you guys use, I'm sorry if I misgender you. Uber Brot says, is there a place or are there places you have always wanted to visit, city or country or both, or have you already visited? I've always wanted to go to Los Angeles and Las Vegas, and I still haven't gone, so I'm gonna do those some point in my life. That's a big chunk of change to be able to do that, because I kind of want to get them both out the way at the same time, like go to one and then plane it or drive to the other. I feel like that'll be a lot of fun. Because I want to see, like, you know, typical tourists. I want to see Hollywood Boulevard, and I want to see like the Walk of Fame, and I want to see the fountains in Las Vegas that were in like the Ocean's movies, and all the casinos and the cool things that you can do there. And yeah, I'm not really interested in, like, you know, some people go to Vegas for like the pool parties, and I'm kind of past that stage in my life where I want to be like in a bikini with a full face of makeup and a martini. Like, I couldn't give a shit about that. I more want to go to like Grand Canyon and see like how amazing, there's a massive hole in the ground. the Walk of Fame and stuff. Is it Walk of Fame? What is it called? And like the Chinese theater, and you know, those kind of typical tourist things. But the other place that I really wanted to see where I did go to, I got the chance to go to Japan, to Tokyo. And it's probably my favourite place that I've been to. It's so much fun. And the people there were very, very different to how I thought they would be. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I want to go to Las Vegas and LA, but I have been to Japan, and those are kind of the places that I had on my list. And their last question is, what is your guilty pleasure? This is the easiest question. Chocolate. Like, man, when I tell you I have a weakness for chocolate, I will try not to buy it. I'll be like, no, you've had enough. Don't do it. Don't have it in the house because you'll eat it. And then I'm like watching TV at night or having my dinner. I'm like, oh, a piece of chocolate would be so nice right now. And then the next day I'll go out and buy the biggest bar of chocolate because I've deprived myself. I'm like, oh, I didn't have any yesterday. And then I'm like, yeah, I'll binge on chocolate. So yeah, chocolate is my guilty pleasure. It just tastes so good. My favourite probably is Ferrero Rocher, and I really like Buenos. O'Prime 1976 asks, do they still sell Walker's Monster Munch pickled onion crisps? I don't know about that. They definitely don't sell them in this country that I am in right now. So perhaps they do sell them in England, I don't know. We'll see. Their second question, if your sex toys came to life Toy Story style, what would they say to you? They'd probably say that I don't play with them enough. I have plenty of time for self-love. You see what I did there? But I just never reach for them. I think I forget because I went so long without them. It's only when I started doing audios that I kind of looked into buying different ones and different kinds, and just hearing people talk about them and what they were used for and who preferred what, and that kind of inspired me to go out and buy them. But unless it's like a specific audio, I hardly ever reach for them. Like, I will just not need them. I'm like, oh, I went like so many years without them. It's not really necessary. But then again, like I'll do a specific audio for them. I'm like, fuck, why don't I use this more? I don't know. I have such a forgetful memory. Like, it's a problem. So maybe that's what it is. Prime's last question is, which female celebrity would you choose to play you in which audio of yours? Which female celebrity would I choose to play me? Interesting. Oh, man. So you have to be careful here because I don't want to look like I'm just choosing someone because I think that they look like me, but I really like, she doesn't look like me, I really like Scarlett Johansson because I feel like she can do anything and she's a strong woman. She can be very vulnerable and she can be sexy and she can be a woman scorned, and like, she can be an action movie and she can be in, like, you know, if you saw The Marriage Story, is it Marriage Story? She was incredible in that, and I really like her, so I would choose her. For the range, because I like to have range for variety, which audio of mine? I don't know, I guess it would have to be one of my ramble fabs, because that's definitely me. One of those. That's not like a script where I'm playing a character. If this celebrity would play me. Tickle Sex asks me, that's a great username, Tickle Sex, asks me, are you ticklish? Where are you most ticklish? Do you like being tickled? What do you think about the idea of having a tickle fetish? I am ticklish, yes. In the typical places, under my arms, my feet. Do I like being tickled? No, I do not. Because I don't know, I just don't like the whole involuntary action of it. Unless I'm like, hey, tickle me. It's not, this doesn't really appeal to me. I don't know, I definitely would laugh and have fun with someone if we were messing around and playing. I have done that, obviously. But it's not something that I'm like, hey, come and tickle me. what do I think about the idea of having a tickle fetish? I mean, whatever gets you off, I fully support your fetish if it's two consenting adults. I'm happy for you, go for it. The next question is, what size feet do you have? Have you ever done anything sexual with your feet? What do you think about this? I am not into feet and I've never been with someone that likes feet, so I can't really speak to this. I don't know if I want to say this. Yeah, it's not doxing information, is it? My feet are size 6. So not small and not big, just kind of mid-range, I think. Yeah. I hope that makes you happy, I don't know. Tickle sex has a lot of questions for me. What is your favourite subject at school? English. I really liked English. I liked learning new words and I liked reading the books and I liked having debates about things, what things meant in the books, and it came probably the easiest to me, that was to get a good grade in. Like everything else I kind of struggled with, like maths and science, which is kind of why I would love to overhaul the whole education system. If I was queen of the world, I would change so many things, because, you know, chemistry, biology, physics, I do not use any of that ever, and I think the vast majority of us don't. But yeah, I'm getting off topic. My favourite subject at school, obviously you can tell I ramble, huh, was English. Their next question, which UK male celebrities do you find sexiest? What would you like to do to them or have done to you? Which UK male celebrities? Probably Tom Hardy is up there, and Henry Cavill. Those two are just, they seem like interesting people, but Henry specifically seems like such a nice guy as well. Like every interview I've seen of him, he just seems like a real gentleman. So that appeals to me a lot more than just looks. I don't know, we would do whatever whenever we wanted. I don't know, it's dependent on the person, I guess. Next question, which UK female celebrities do you find sexiest? What would you like to do to them or have done to you? Which UK female celebrities do I find sexiest? Let me just pause this and look for UK female celebrities, because I don't really watch that much TV and movies, like, since the pandemic. One sec. Okay, I am back. The magic of recording, I am back. I have googled English actresses. Emily Blunt is probably who I find the sexiest right now. I really like, she's so confident and funny, and she has great comedic timing, as well as, like, she's a badass strong woman. And I really love Kate Beckinsale for the same reasons. I think she's absolutely hilarious. Any interviews I've seen her in, and her Instagram is so funny. She's a great sense of humour. Rachel Weisz as well. Is how you say it? Weisz. I fell in love with her watching the Mummy movies years ago. She's just so beautiful and sensual and elegant. So probably those three. Felicity Jones as well, but she's a little bit posh, and I'm not so posh. Gemma Arterton is really sexy as well, I think. She was a great Bond girl. Naomi Harris as well, great in the Bond movies. I think she's Moneypenny, right? Yeah. Those Sienna Miller, those people. I'm going through. Yeah, that's enough. I'll leave my final line now. Next question from Tickle Sex. What is your favourite place to visit? I probably to go home and see my family and my best friend. So that, yeah, is a very easy one for me, I think. The next question is, what made you start posting content in GWA? Does it get easier with time? So I think I've answered that, like how I found GWA and the how like people had told me that they liked my voice or I had a sexy voice. Yes, it definitely gets easier. I remember my first audio, I was so like I was nervous and afraid and I didn't want it to be like a complete bomb, like no one liked it. I didn't want people to say any bad things to me. I was so like fresh-faced and wide-eyed. And yeah, now I can I think I have done so much variety. Well, I hope I've done so much variety and different kinds of content that I feel like I've said so many things that I can literally say anything now without getting embarrassed. Like anything. Hence my like my last audio was an improv and it did really well, which I'm so happy about. But yeah, I can attest to that. It definitely gets easier with time. You just like anything, practice, 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 you just become more comfortable. It just becomes second nature to you and the fear goes away. And it's just I hope I'm going to put all my effort into this and I hope it does well. Or people like it at least. Next question. Do you have any serious limits in terms of content you would produce? I haven't done anal, or I don't think I've done anything anal yet. Pretty sure I would remember. And that's not because it's a no-no for me. It's just because it's not something that I enjoy myself. So it's not like something I've been attracted to, like in scripts or like ramble faps or improvs. So it's not like a conscious avoiding of it. It's just it never came up, something that I wanted to do with it. I probably will do it in the future just because I like to be, you know, like to have a variety of content, but for actual hard limits, probably scat, maybe. I don't think I would ever do anything to do with scat. Yeah, it just, I don't know. I'm not like kink shaming anyone at all. Like I said before, as long as it's two consenting adults or, you know, on your own, whatever. I completely support you 1000%. You should never have to explain what you're into to anyone. But it's just not for me at all. Like, it has the opposite effect on me. So, probably not that. Maybe water sports, but not like straight up scat. I don't know. Maybe water sports one day. I don't know. If I'm feeling like I definitely want to push myself and push my limits and see, you know, how it is to adapt to new content. Where is the next question? Have you used your Satisfyer yet? How is it? Do we get to hear an audio of that soon? I have used it, I think, twice. It's great. It is really great. To be honest, it always makes me feel like it surprises me when people say things like this. Like, I think I mentioned this on Twitter months ago that I bought it, and it arrived. So it's crazy to me that I have people that remember that and then like they're waiting for an audio, which is like it's lovely, it's really flattering. Yeah, I will probably do a ramble fap with it for sure. It's great. It works. It does a job. It's really good. Yeah, I don't know if I will just because I have kind of two types of ramble faps. I kind of have a scenario where I talk through a fantasy I have, and I wouldn't call it an improv because it's not a character. It's still me. And the other kind is I just use the toy like I did with my Nora. I just use it and I explain how I'm using it and what I'm doing to myself. So I don't know which kind of way that I would go with that. But yeah, I'll have a think about it, but I'll definitely use it for sure. Like I buy toys now with the intention of using them for audios, which is great. I mean, it's a win-win for everyone, right? Next question. What do you see yourself doing in 10 years' time? So I think because of the pandemic, I kind of have learned not to take the moment for granted, the moment that I'm in for granted, and like plan ahead so far. And I'm at an age where I feel like I'm fully matured now. Like, I mean, it's difficult because obviously I have still a thousand things to learn, but I feel like I've like cooked, if that makes sense. I know who I am, I have my personality. Well, then again, people evolve and develop. This is me rambling now, isn't it? What was the question? What do you see yourself in 10 years' time? I'm trying to say that I can make plans, but life will always intervene. So instead of making plans now because of COVID, obviously, no one saw that coming and it affected the entire world. So instead of making solid plans, I kind of try and have an outline in mind, and I set small goals for myself and achieve those instead. So I will have a goal in mind and I'll work towards that, and then when that's done, I have a really cool celebration, like with my friends or even just alone. Like I think, oh great, I'm so happy I did that, and then it's on to the next thing. I don't want to be like, hey, I want to be in this position in 10 years, and if I'm not there, I'm gonna cry because my life wasn't good without it. Like, no one knows what's gonna happen. And I've been in a situation where I wasn't happy for a very long time, and I didn't do anything about it because of a multitude of reasons, and I'm not going back to that for sure. So, one thing that I do know is that I want to be as independent as possible for the rest of my life. Whether that's in a relationship or not, I don't think that makes a difference. I still want to keep a solid sense of who I am and what I like to do and what I want, where I want to live, and you know, a million things. That's a long answer to a question that could be one sentence. Tickle Sex's last question. Oh, and it's not a question. PS, thank you for making so many absolutely amazing audios. That is so sweet. Thank you. Thank you for your amazing questions. Oh, this is the last couple of people now asking. We're getting to the end. This person has since deleted their account, but I'm really sad they're gone. They were my friend, so I'm going to answer their question anyway. What's your favourite ice cream? Chocolate. I mean, it's not a stretch. Chocolate. Chocolate ice cream is great. Oh, particularly Bueno, even. Okay, the last three questions are from Aztec Life. The first one is, have I ever seen a UFO? No, I haven't. That would be a great story if I did, but I haven't. My favourite song. My favourite song, I think, is Do You Believe by Cher. I'll tell you why. Because it's one of those happy, upbeat songs. that makes me feel good and makes me dance and makes me want to run. But also, the Americans, or people that aren't British probably won't know what I'm talking about, but a couple of years ago, there was a girl called Ella Henderson on X Factor. She's quite famous now. She's released a lot of music, but she did a cover of Do You Believe on X Factor as like one of the initial rounds to try and get through. And she did like a slowed down version of it. And it sounded completely different to the club version that Cher put out. It was more about the lyrics and saying like, I don't need you anymore. I'm good now. And it kind of made you completely change your view on this song. I think one of the judges even said that, like, you completely changed the meaning. So I really like that because it's like, I don't know, it just shows me what, this is going to sound like I've thought about this really deeply now. It just, yeah, you can apply it to a really sad situation where you're moving on, or you can apply it to a really happy situation where you're moving on. It just depends on the outlook and the tune that you're listening to. The last question from Aztec Life. Would you wear a bikini made out of Brad Pitt's belly button fluff? No, I wouldn't. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be, yeah. I mean, Brad Pitt is gorgeous, but it could be anyone. I don't care who it is. They're not getting their belly button fluff on me. I mean, what is belly button fluff? Is it the hair, or is it like dirt, or what is it? It's not coming near me. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I think that's the last question. If you have more questions, I have a curious cat on my Twitter that you can send me anonymous questions via, and I'll answer those on Twitter. But this was fun. It's nerve-wracking to do this. I kind of had in my mind that I wanted to look through the questions first and formulate answers, so I wasn't umming and ahhing a lot, but I didn't do that. So I hope that there's not a lot of dead air and you were not too bored. Yeah, I am gonna end this now because I ordered sushi and I'm so looking forward to that coming. And I'm gonna munch it. Have a wonderful morning, evening, afternoon, night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And yeah, thank you very much for supporting me and my content. Mwah. Bye-bye.